We're at the half in Madison. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Wisconsin football.
There he goes, 10-5, touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30, where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
And just a little bit of a surprise. It is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. The Wildcats converted their first 10 third down conversions, or opportunities rather. They're 10 of 11 going into the locker room at halftime. And the more bad news front is that Northwestern deferred after winning the toss. So they will start the third quarter with the ball and a 21-point lead. On the good news front, Tanner Mordecai has looked good. In the first half, he was 13 of 19 for 131 yards. He left the game a month ago in the Badgers' loss against Iowa with a broken bone in his hand, his throwing hand. And he returned and has looked good in the first half. Braylon Allen also returned. He carried three times for 3 yards. Didn't see him after that. And also, Chimre Dike is on the field, but he does not have a catch so far in the game. At the break, it is Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. The scoreboard update will be coming your way next. Our American Family Insurance halftime report continues as we look at some of the other scores from around the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 35. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Mike Keller back with you at the halftime. This scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. The score here is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. Keeping this in mind, the Badgers need one win in the remaining games to be bowl eligible. They are not there yet, and it doesn't look positive today. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Iowa has a commanding 3-0 lead over Rutgers at the break. The Hawkeyes did throw an interception late in the first half inside the Rutgers red zone. So it goes to the break with Iowa leading 3-0. It is Purdue all over Minnesota. Well, not all over. They lead by 8 going to halftime now. Purdue 28 and Minnesota 20. That is in West Lafayette at the half. Earlier today in the Big Ten, J.J. McCarthy attempted just 8 passes. He was 7 for 8 for 60 yards, but that was enough. Michigan, number 3 in the country, wins without Jim Harbaugh as their coach. They win at Penn State 24-15. There is a game to be played yet later tonight. That is Michigan State at Ohio State. Also earlier today in overtime, Illinois beat Indiana. And Maryland won at Nebraska. Nebraska comes here in 1 week's time. In top 25 action that is going on right now, games that are in progress, it is Colorado and Arizona tied, 7:22 to play in the fourth. Arizona, number 21 in the country, they're tied at 31 each. Kansas State beat Baylor, leads Baylor, rather, with 9 minutes to play in the third, 38-13. And Florida State, number 4 in the country, holds a slim 3-point lead over Miami, 10-7. Meanwhile, Utah leads at Washington, 28-24, final 30 seconds of the first half. That'll take care of our scoreboard update. Our halftime report presented by American Family Insurance continues in a moment. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Cool
Kohl's is making early holiday shopping so easy, and I need to talk about it. I just went and saved $10 off because I spent over $50. Then I saved even more cash while crossing gifts off my list, like JBL headphones at $24.99, Barbie dolls at 25% off, and got women's PJs for under $25 with a 20% coupon. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Select styles. JBL and Barbie coupons do not apply. $10 off, $25 offer valid November 11th. 20% offer valid November 18th. Some exclusions apply. See storekohls.com for details.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Back with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Mike Heller, and joined by Bill Schmid, who you'll hear postgame alongside of Tim Scott at the half. It is Northwestern 24 and Wisconsin 3. I was trying to find bright spots, and I think the bright spot would be Tanner Mordecai, who has returned and looked good after breaking his hand a month ago in the loss to Iowa. 27 days ago, he had surgery. If that's the only bright spot I can find, and that bright spot has led to 3 points, it's a little dim right now.
Well, Mike, it is true, though. There, and Tausch talked about it a lot throughout the first half. He looks good. Problem is they're so one-dimensional right now. Eight carries for 14 yards. That you can sit back, drop seven if you're David Braun every single time, feel pretty comfortable about it, that you're going to be able to let them, as bad as it sounds, make a mistake. And the drops, again, have come back to bite Wisconsin here again and just stumbles you into some issues. How about this, though, for some positivity?
Okay, let's go.
No, Nick Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe in his first year at Alabama. So great things can happen from early struggles. Now, this is a later-in-the-year struggle than what we're looking at here. But things can all go up because I imagine the listeners right now are in some interesting thought processes.
Yeah, and what do you see on the third downs? It's remarkable. It would be hard for most teams to go 10 for 10 against air on, you know, third down conversions. They're 10 of 11. The only one they didn't convert is after they had a penalty. So what do we see on this defense not being able to get off the field?
Not enough constant pressure. Yeah. Not enough pressure in the face of Bryant. And it's been really well schemed up. Northwestern has some very timely screens because it's not like they're converting a bunch of third and threes and third and fours. A lot of them are third and five plus. They've been able to use Wisconsin's aggressiveness on defense against them, and that's one of the reasons why they've gotten a lot of big plays on those third downs.
I don't know if there is an apt message in the locker room. We spent part of the week on our shows talking about Luke Fickell really got after him in the locker room at Indiana. It was loud. It was not nice.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do in there now because the psychology of this is an unknown, what you would do to find a way to get through to the team.
And the difficult part is, Mike, it's not like the response has been one of tuning coach out. They've gotten beat on the other side, and the energy on the other side is far better than what your sideline has. Right now, your only message can be that everybody needs to get better one play at a time. Because We're going to have two more games full of plays, and if you're not playing better during this second half, it's going to be difficult to find the field.
And you got to find a way early in the third quarter to see if you can find any momentum. Otherwise, the stands, and it's not full, but the stands would empty out more, and the game goes away in a hurry.
It does, and the Maitre opportunity at a pick there on that final drive of the half for Northwestern, you need somebody to have a big spark play. You need a momentum changer, and you need to have the football to be able to do it.
I thought Chicagoland's biggest steal from the state was going to be Council on Monday, but now they're looking to go 2 for 2 and taking one this week. All right, that'll take care of the break. Billy, we'll talk to you out on postgame today with you and Tim Scott. Good luck on that, by the way.
Hey, good luck in the locker room.
Yeah, very much. Coming up next on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, a look at the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. When the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Crystal Farms, farm and family are at the heart of everything we do. It's why we source our dairy from family farms across the Midwest, and why we're proud to have a place on family dinner tables all over the heartland. For any family that cares about giving the best to those close to them and the farmers who help put food on all of our tables, we proudly offer Crystal Farms cheese. Crystal Farms, for farm and family. Learn more at crystalfarmscheese.com.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
Badger football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin at the half. Let's check out some of the first half stats presented by Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Construction Business Group, building Wisconsin together. .com. It's no fluke. Northwestern with 294 yards of total offense, and it's well distributed. 169 through the air. Ben Bryant, 14 out of 20, including two touchdowns. 125 on the ground. Cam Porter, 11 carries for 66 yards. Meanwhile, Wisconsin with just 145 total yards of offense, 14 on the ground. 8 of 14. The leading rusher is Tanner Mordecai with 5 yards. Through the air, Tanner's thrown it pretty well. 13 of 19, and it should be better than that. A couple, maybe three catchable passes that were not. He's 13 of 19 for 131 yards. Northwestern, you know, dominating time of possession, better than 19 minutes in the first half. They're getting 6.8 per play. Wisconsin, 5.4 per play, and that's a little bit deceiving there. What the big stat really, though, Taos, 10 of 11. Northwestern on third down. That's what's allowed them to run 43 plays in the first half.
Yep, it has, and it started off missed tackle early in the game, and then Northwestern, give them credit, they've found their rhythm and continue to pick up third down. But that's been something that we've seen, especially early in these football games from Wisconsin's defense, is struggling to find a way to get off the field. And when you do that, all of the other stuff, the rushing yards and the plays and time of possession, it all stems from your defense being able to get off the field and give your offense more cracks at it. So it was a really bad half of football by all phases of Wisconsin's football team. And now you get an opportunity to see what this crew's all about, because this is hopefully the low point. 24-3, I don't think anybody thought this was going to be the case. Here you are. How are you going to react if you're Wisconsin? We're hoping to see a lot of fight coming out of this halftime.
Yeah, our eyes are on them right now as we get set for the second half. Before the second half begins, let's send it downstairs and hear from our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb.
The good news is no injuries to report from the first half. Braylon Allen is still available if needed. I think they just didn't really like how and weren't comfortable with what he was able to give them those first few plays. That's why we haven't seen him, but he is no new injury to report. Okay, second part of this is, during the week, Coach Fickell said what he admires about this team is their ability not to panic, that even when they give up a touchdown early in that game against Indiana, he looks at his defense and they don't panic. He doesn't sense that. But then out of the other side of his mouth, he also said, but it's okay to show emotion, to be angry. And I think he wanted to see what this team could play like when they're angry. Well, I think he's got that now. Unfortunately, it's in a very emotional locker room, as you can imagine. And now we're going to see what this, like you said, what this team is made of. But I think he got some of that response that he was looking for. Problem is, it took him to be down 21 to get it. We'll see what happens from here.
All right, Gavin Lahm will be kicking off as A.J. Henning will be deep for Northwestern. Wildcats will go north to south, left to right as we view it. 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin as we get ready for the second half of play. See if they can get something big to happen for them really early in this third quarter and build from it. Is the kick taken by Henning at the 5, up the hash marks to the 10, cutting left, 15 across the 20, and Henning across the 25-yard line. Tatum Grass down there in kick coverage, and the second half is underway.
Yeah, and you always wonder, you know, because everybody thinks, well, halftime adjustments, everything else, and we talked about that with Luke Fickell on his radio show this week, and it doesn't come back to, at this game, this isn't about halftime adjustments. It's about attitude adjustments and about where you're at. You know, buckling your chin strap and going out. I think Northwestern played a more physical, they played a little bit harder than Wisconsin, and that's the stuff that drives you nuts as a coach and as players. That's why you heard what Patrick had to say about all the emotion. But that's all good and great. You got to go out here and do it on the field.
All right, for the Northwestern 25-yard line, first and 10. Bryce Kurtz slot on the right. Ben Bryant, the quarterback, takes a snap, hands to Cam Porter, met by Jordan Turner, who drives him back. No gain on the play. Second and 10, Northwestern.
That's what you're talking about, holding the point. You saw Rodas Johnson hold the point and then let your linebackers fill. Northwestern had way too much space to operate in that first half. It's one play, but that was exactly what Wisconsin needs to get started here in this second half.
Second and 10 for the Wildcats. Opening minute, third quarter. Northwestern at its own 25-yard line. Cam Johnson, slot to the left. A.J. Henning to the right, and a low snap. And fumbling the ball was Bryant, and he'll go down and cover it up. Inside the 20, the 19-yard line, a low snap. In the shotgun, and Northwestern does well to keep the ball, and it's third and 16. From the Wildcats' 19-yard line. Northwestern hit on its first 10 third-down situations, finally stopped late in the first half. They were 10 of 11 on third down in the opening half. A third and 16 here with the Wildcats' 19-yard line. Four receivers to either side. Bryant back to throw. Pressure up the middle, and he's sacked. Inside the 15-yard line of Northwestern as Christian Allegro, the freshman, gets to the quarterback.
They're very high on Allegro. His speed, being able to close there and bringing it, getting him down on the ground. Had a linebacker shoot there. Allegro did a nice job of getting back there, getting off the field. trying to get a little mojo going here in the second half.
And Hunter Renner, the punter, finally getting some work other than being a holder on place kicks. Runs up, pressure on, kick is away. High end over end, fair catch signaled by Vinny Anthony, and he'll make it at the 48-yard line, Northwestern territory. So a 35-yard punt, good field position for the Badgers. 12:56 left in the third quarter. 24-3 Northwestern.
That's what we expected. This group, there is a lot of pride, and you just got challenged where you're at, what you're all about, and the defense, which has been a very good unit for the vast majority of the season, not a good first half. You expected them to come out here, play with their hair on fire. They got off the field, three and out, and you give the football to your offense on the other side of the 50.
Will Pauling slot to the right. Cade Iacomelli, the running back. Mordecai gives it to him up the middle. Cade inside the 45, down to the 44 of Northwestern. Gain of about four. Carmine Bastone, defensive lineman, in there among others for the Wildcats.
Yeah, good push there. Huber does a nice job of finishing with his feet. Jack Nelson does a nice job of finishing with his feet. And you pick up 3 or 4 yards on first down.
First hit came from the linebacker, Xander Mueller. Will Pauling, slot left, motions to the right on second down and six. Mordecai takes, makes the handoff. He'll pull it, rolling to it, running to his left. And nowhere to run. Shoved out of bounds by Garnett Hollis, the cornerback. It'll be a loss of a couple to the 46-yard line, Northwestern territory, where the Badgers are looking at a third down and eight.
Yeah, Northwestern played that really well. That was Mordecai made the read that the defensive end for Northwestern came down, but they had another linebacker kind of read that, scraped over the top in the corner, kept him inside.
Third down, slot left, slot right. And Hayden Rucci out there on the right side along with Bryson Green, Will Pauling and Vinny Anthony to the left. Third down and eight. Ball just inside the 46-yard line of Northwestern. Mordecai gets the snap. Northwestern sending three. Tanner looking. Throws to the left. That's caught by Pauling inside the 40-yard line. He needed the 38, and he's going to be a yard shy. Fourth and one at the 39 of Northwestern. So the Badgers now will be going for it for the first time today on fourth down. We have 11 and a half minutes left in the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern.
Great protection. I know Northwestern only brought three. Mordecai had all day, got to reset his feet, find Will Pauling. Now you set up a very manageable fourth down.
Badgers 4 of 14 this year going for it on fourth down. You got Ashcraft, you got Rucci out there, Nowakowski as well, and you got some movement up front. Or a timeout may be taken first by Wisconsin. That's going to be the case. Timeout taken by the Badgers, their first here of the second half. With 11:08 left in the third quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leading Wisconsin. We'll hold it here, I believe.
Oh, he wanted to see the spot. Okay. You know, because one of the things we talked a ton about at the end of that last game with Luke Fickell was he didn't like using timeouts early.
No, he doesn't. This is a good challenge because I think that looked like a pretty bad spot. Take a look at the replay right now. He needed the 38, did Pauling. They spotted him at the 39. The first look at the replay shows I think Will got closer to the 37.
Yeah, that was a bad spot. Good decision there by Luke Fickell to get this, because you never want to have a fourth down, and especially in this situation, keep it moving, try to get that first down. You don't want to be stuck in a spot where you can turn the football back over. And if the yellow line is any indicator, and I know it's like the rearview mirror deal, we got a first down on that.
Your first chance to hear Jerry McGinn, the referee, on a replay review. I don't know if you'll have the hesitation on this. We'll find out.
So we're looking for notepad, right? We want notepad here.
We would like notepad. Okay. And writing on said notepad would be pretty awesome. I thought on live look he at least had the first down.
Thought it was
going
to be a lot closer, yeah, where you'd at least get measurements. We'll see. I don't know what Dean is saying. Dean usually he's the gospel when it comes to that. I think he's saying it's a first down. So should be good here.
A lengthy review it is.
Notepad's out.
There you go.
Scribbling's
on. Writing on it. So
good shape.
That's good.
Let's go.
All right, Jerry, tell us.
Pause.
After further review, it's been determined that the runner did make the line to gain the first down.
for Wisconsin at the 37.5-yard line.
See, because that had to be a kind of a wordy explanation, you don't get that hesitation with McGinn there.
Okay.
But he is the guy who will say the call on the field stands.
Yeah, I was like you when we were watching that. I thought maybe there was a flinch when he blew the whistle. And the big thing, no timeout charged for Wisconsin, yep, because obviously we're going to get this thing rolling, get back in, and we're going to want those timeouts at the end of this game.
Walmart just inside the 38 of Northwestern. First and 10, Wisconsin. Three receivers right. Vinny Anthony out to the left. Iacomelli, the running back. Snap to Mordecai. Just a four-man rush. Tanner throws over the middle. That's caught by Will Pauling. Breaks to his left. Gets inside the 30-yard line and hit hard and taken down at the 29 of Northwestern. Garnett Hollis on the stop. Gain of 9.
All right, Will, put that ball away. I like the route. Like that you got open. And we're able to go pick up a couple extra yards here, setting up second and one. But don't like that ball being carried like a loaf of bread. High and tight. Come on now.
All right, Pauling slot to the right. Iacomelli, the running back. Hayden Rucci wing on the left side on second and one at the Northwestern 29. Mordecai gets the snap, takes the handoff under pressure, gets away from Hubbard. Now he'll run it, flag down inside the 25. Mordecai races to the chalk of the 24-yard line. Well, Aiden Hubbard was putting the pressure on Mordecai. Tanner did well to get by him, but penalty marker in the area of holding. Let's await the call.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous line of scrimmage. Second down.
It's the left tackle, Jack Nelson. So Badgers back themselves up. Remember, it was second and one. Now it's going to be second and a lot.
Yeah, I got a little leakage off the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line and forced the step up. And it's always tough when the quarterback is leaving the pocket early. You don't necessarily have your hands where they need to be. I'm not as mad on that holding call on Jack as maybe others might be.
Second and 11 at the 39 of Northwestern. Pauling slot to the right. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll hand it to Iacomelli, trying to break through inside the 35 and a good hard run to the 33-yard line. Devin Turner, one of the safeties on the tackle. Third and 5, Wisconsin.
Good, nice job by Michael Furt. He kind of just skip pulling through, washes his guy down, and then Tanner Bordellini and Iacomelli were the lead blockers on that draw, and Tanner absolutely de-cleated his guy. Iacomelli did a nice job of shielding his, and then Tanner did a beautiful job of picking up extra yardage.
Well, the 14 of Northwestern, first and 10. Mordecai again is going to run it up the middle to about the 12-yard line. Mordecai for a couple, second down and 8 for the Badgers. 9 minutes left of the third quarter, 24-3, Northwestern leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, I like that. I like when you see something and it works and you say, well, Northwestern going to figure some things out, way to stop it. And that time they tightened things up and there was not the same amount of space for Mordecai to run through.
Bryson Green, Will Pauling, Riley Nowakowski out to the right. Little pistol formation now. Iacomelli behind his quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. Nowakowski in motion right to left. And pre-snap movement. It looked like they were just out of sync with Mordecai and Bordellini in the right tackle. I think Riley Mullman got out of his stance early. Here's the call.
Ball start. Offense, number 71. 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
I have the binoculars on. It looked like Tanner, that maybe the snap was a little bit out of sync there with Tanner Bordellini. Whatever the case, the Badgers now have a second down and 13 at the Northwestern 17. Pauling slot to the right. Bryson Green wide to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Mordecai gets the snap, takes the handoff, looks the throw, fires to the left. That's caught by Anthony, and he is shoved out of bounds by Garnett Hollis inside the 10-yard line. They'll say he caught it. That was
go
close.
Quick.
Ball at the 8-yard line of Northwestern. It will be A third down and four at the 8-yard line, Northwestern territory with 8:10 left in the third quarter. Two receivers right, one on the left. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll fake the handoff and a throw over the middle is knocked down by the linebacker Kenny Soares. He's trying to get his slot receiver Will Pauling, and it's now fourth down and four at the 8-yard line of Northwestern.
Yeah, I like going quick there because it was a close call with Vinny Anthony on the sideline. And here Tanner reads it. Their lineman just read Tanner's eyes the whole way. A little slant across the middle that I believe we had for a touchdown, but he stayed in his zone, got his hands up, and fortunately just hit off his hands and not picked off.
And the Badgers will go for it on fourth and four at the 8 of Northwestern. Three receivers right, one on the left. Jackson Aker, the running back. Mordecai to throw, looks, throws, end zone, high pass, incomplete. Intended for Vinny Anthony, a little bit high, got a hand on it, that's it. And a promising drive fizzles deep into Northwestern territory. And we've got a timeout here at Camp Randall Stadium. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And on Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers, just like the claim, the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Check one out at your Ford dealer. 8:04 left of the third quarter. Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels have superior moisture resistance for interior and exterior applications and are the first line of defense against heat loss through basement walls. Look for the pink panels and save. Right now, get 11% off on all insulation products at Menards. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Wisconsin stopped on downs. Tanner Bordellini hooked over to the Wisconsin sideline area, shaken up. Wildcats take over at their 8-yard line, leading 24-3 with 8:04 left in the third quarter.
I really feel like this season, the Wisconsin's offensive line, especially Ohio State game, pass protected well. That, the last three or four plays there, way too much pressure on Tanner Mordecai.
Double wide to the right on first down. Brian hands off to Cam Porter. Hit by Rodas Johnson right at the line of scrimmage. Good play by Rodas. Second and 10 Northwestern at its own 8.
Just a whole different attitude and energy. I know it's only been 4 plays in this second half for this Wisconsin defense, but I think they probably got a stern talking to about that first half performance, and you're seeing the energy pick up here in the second half.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Bryant calls for the ball, gets the snap, stands at the goal line, shoots it to the left, and a rolling catch made by Cam Johnson in front of Nizer Forcurine around the 15-yard line. We'll make it the 16 of the far side, a gain of 8, and it's 3rd and 2 Northwestern. Going to stop here, get it back in good field position, and try again. Northwestern up 21 points, 7:07 left in the third quarter. Three receivers tied left. Now they'll Pre-snap shifting. A.J. Henning lines up slot to the right. Bryant takes handoff Porter, and he gets stoned right at the line of scrimmage. As Badger defense showing some pride here in the third quarter, it'll be a fourth and two for the Wildcats at their own 16-yard line.
Yeah, they're just not letting themselves get blocked. The down linemen are filling, holding the point of attack, and allowing the linebackers to fill into the gaps that they need to be. And that's how you get off the field on third down. So while it wasn't pretty in the first half, the second half, two drives, two three and outs, which is exactly what Wisconsin needs.
Hunter Renner on the punts. Twin safeties out there. Vinny Anthony and Hunter Wohler. Snap to Renter, and the kick is away. And this will hit at the 45, and a little bit of a Northwestern bounce just across midfield, and it dies at the 48-yard line in Wisconsin territory. That was a 36-yard punt. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 6:05 left of the third quarter, Northwestern 24, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And today's Celebrate Agriculture game is brought to you by Case IH, Compeer Financial, Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Gaia, and Wisconsin Corn. 6:05 left of the third quarter, 24-3 Northwestern. We mentioned that last Badgers offensive series, Tanner Bordellini, to be helped over to the Wisconsin sideline. We have an update now as we check in again with Patrick.
We've talked a couple times already on this broadcast about who those tough guys are, the foxhole guys that Luke Fickell has identified, Hunter Wohler, certainly Tanner Mordecai back. Tanner Bordellini's one of those guys. He's always in that short list that Luke Fickell will announce as, these are the guys that I like, these are the guys that I know are tough, and that have become leaders and we depend on. And this is a moment where I think he's proving that. He had to be helped to the bench, like you mentioned. The whole time that Northwestern was on the field, Jake Renfro was practicing, taking snaps, and by the looks of it appeared that Tanner Bordellini might sit out at least a series, maybe more. He's back out there right now at center, and this is a little bit of a pride showing too. Tausch, you mentioned that the Badger defense might be showing some pride, or Matt, maybe it was you that said it. This might be an offensive line pride thing right here. I'm not leaving this game.
Yeah, Tanner Bordellini, no one in his right mind would ever question his toughness. He is one tough dude. You know, being asked to play center this season, he's a more natural guard. I think that's fair to say. Jake Renfro hasn't played in a couple of years, even last year at Cincinnati. Tanner's been, there's an all tough guy team. He's definitely on it. For the Wisconsin 49-yard line, first and 10. Mordecai fakes the handoff to Iacomelli. Now he'll throw it to Cade, right side of the 50. Iacomelli is down to the 45 of Northwestern. Rice Gallagher, the linebacker, on the stop, gain of 6.
Yeah, nice job just taking what the defense is going to give you. Northwestern just drops everybody back. Iacobelli just kind of jumps out there, gets a little bit vertical, picks up a quick six.
Three receivers left, two on the right. On second down, a low shotgun snap, dug out by Mordecai. Sidesteps left, flag is down, pass is completed to Chimre Dike, who got drilled by Theron Johnson. This play is going to come back. Be another holding call coming up against Wisconsin. Where Chimre took a heck of a shot.
Yeah, right. It looks right in the thigh.
Yep.
Yeah, Chim is battling to get out there. You give him a ton of credit.
Number 79, 10-yard penalty from the